Now let's talk about web hosting. What a hosting account is it's a place where you can store your files and your website. What happens is your domain name is pointed at a hosting account, and when people type in your domain name, they can see your website and they can download their files when they have the links. So you need a hosting account to attach to your domain. Now there's a couple of places you can go, and I have the links below. We have Myriad Network, and you can see the different packages they have down here. And we also have HostGator. And again, they have different packages as well. One of the best deals on the internet right now is the HostGator account. What you can get for $7.95 a month is unlimited domains. In other words, you can host all of your websites for one price, unlimited bandwidth. This is the amount of resources that are used when people visit your website and download your files. And you also have unlimited disk space. You also have all of the things like MySQL databases, CGI, PHP. A lot of that might not mean anything to you right now. These are all important things that you may need for your website. So go ahead and read through them and decide which package you want. After that, it's just a matter of signing up. So with HostGator, just click Sign Up Now. And same with Myriad Network, just click Sign Up. And then set up your account and choose your hosting package. Once you've done that, you will get an email, a welcome email. And in the email, they will tell you what you need to set your name servers to. Your name servers are what will point your domain to the hosting account and ties everything together. Okay, we've already set our name servers in the last video, like I showed you. And then our hosting account's been set up. They emailed us and told us where to access our cPanel with our username and password. And we have now logged into our cPanel. So here's our domain name. It shows us our path. Several things on here. We're going to go through a few of the things we can do with our cPanel in our hosting account. First of all, we can set up email accounts. Just find email accounts on your control panel. Now keep in mind that control panels can have different themes. Let me just back up a sec here. What you have is you have a style. You can change the style and then you can make it look different ways. So if you get into the cPanel and it looks different, this is probably why. And also different hosting companies have different ways of controlling their back ends of the websites, but they'll all have similar functionality. So let's get back to email. You just click on email accounts and then you just set up your email in here. Okay, then you have to create a password, or you can generate a password like so. Okay, and then take note of the password because you'll need that and store it somewhere. So this is going to give you the best strength. Create. And now it has created our email account. You can also create it to work within your email client right from here. If you click yes here, it comes up and you can choose which one you're going to use. You'll usually have one on your desktop already. So if you're going to use a Outlook Express POP3, if you click on that, it automatically installs the email settings for you. Now, you can also do it manually. Okay, so manual settings on your mail server username, incoming mail server, depending on whether it's SSL or not, outgoing mail server, again, depending on SSL or not, supported incoming mail protocol, POP3 or SMTP. Okay, and when you set up an email in your client, you'll see where all of these go. So you can do it either way. You can try the automatic one first. If it doesn't work, you can use the manual settings down here. Okay, and then down under email accounts, this is where you'll be able to see and change quotas and set configuration. You get it all of it down here. Change your password. And then you can access webmail just by clicking on this. It'll bring up a login, so you just put your password in there and you click login, and it'll go to the webmail client, and you can check your mail right online if you don't want to do it from an email client. Okay, so let's back here. Okay, webmail again. This will take you to the webmail clients. Okay, then you just pick which one you want to use. And then from in here, you can control your mail and email out, etc. It's just a regular webmail client. Okay, Box Trapper. What this does is it prevents spam from invading your email inbox by having people actually have to reply to you from with a link with an email before their email will be sent. This will keep spam from happening. Okay, so we see that it's disabled here. So we can go in and manage. Okay, and then we have a bunch of different things we can do with it down here. You can edit configuration messages, edit the white and black list and ignore list. So if somebody's in there that in the black list that you want in the white list, this is where you can change it so that you'll receive their emails. Allows you to forward emails that have been passed by Box Trapper. You can look at the log and review the queue. Okay, there's configure settings here. Okay, so there's not much to worry about in there. You can just basically take the defaults. Okay, and then we'll enable that here. And now anytime somebody emails this email address, they will be emailed back from the Box Trapper a link that they're going to have to click before their email will be delivered. And this will stop spammers from getting into your inbox. Okay, Spam Assassin is another anti-spam thing. Box Trapper works better. Email forwarders, this just allows you to forward one email to another email. Pretty simple. All you do is add a forwarder and then address forward. So put your email address you want to forward and where you want to forward it to, or you can have it discard it, or you can have it send it to a program, whichever you want to do there. Autoresponders. This is not like an autoresponder like AWeber or GetResponse. This is just an autoresponder that will send somebody a response when they send an email to this account. So if we add an autoresponder and we put an email in here, say auto, and then you put your from and the subject in here. Okay, and then you just fill out the subject and the body. You can make it HTML if you want, generate, and that's it. So now when somebody emails that email address, they're going to get an email back with just what we said there. So that's all an autoresponder is. You might want to do that if you're on vacation or something. You can have an autoresponder sent to them. You can set your default email address here. What this allows you to do is create a catch-all address, or to discard anything that's sent to an invalid address. Somebody might try and send something to webmaster@biz247365.com. If they do, that's an invalid email address. So what we could do is have it discard it, or we could have it forward it to a valid email address here, ewan@biz247365.com. So that's how that works. Okay, user level filtering and account level filtering. All this does is it allows you to filter your emails, either delete them or forward them to a certain folder. Okay, so this is a filter by email. So we can create a new filter, and then we set up our rules. Okay, so our rules are, we can choose any of these parameters. So if the subject contains, this is just a for instance, the word make money, and we can do something here, redirect it, whatever we want, discard it. Okay, and then we can add more if we want. So we could say redirect to an email address and then discard it if we wanted to. And then just activate it by clicking there. Okay, and then you have user level filtering as well. And so you can filter each of the different email accounts rather than all of the email accounts at once. Again, you just create your filter. Same thing here. We will continue with our cPanel tutorial in the next video.